When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Friday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. We are ending this week with gratitude, just the same way we opened it. And today I have a really kind of small practice that you can do anytime, anywhere. You can do this at the office while you're in between calls. You can do it at home. You can do it before bed. You can do it with a cup of coffee. However you want to do this, this can happen in a big scale or in a little scale, but I want you to actually do it, okay? I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. We are going to make a mind map of gratitude. It's really, really simple. You can use a post-it note for this. You can use your journal. If you want to go all out, which of course I will recommend, grabbing a huge sheet of paper, bring your arts and crafts supplies out, if you're that kind of person, and make it really big and elaborate. But how you're going to start is you're going to write the word gratitude in big letters right in the middle of that sheet of paper, whatever you're using. Circle it. And then just the same way you would map something else out, you're gonna draw a little line from that circle, from that gratitude, out to the side, and then connect all the dots of everything you are grateful for right now. And the reason I really like this as a mini practice, you know, it takes a couple of minutes to do, it's super, super simple. It just centers your gratitude right in the middle, and it gives you this infinite space around to map out and write down and connect the dots for everything you're grateful for. And when we do this, we get to kind of tap out of that mind-based state of thinking, what am I grateful for? And we get to just go in the flow of it. So for instance, this morning, I'll do that big gratitude and then I get to write down my morning cup of coffee. It was awesome. I'm so grateful for that morning cup of coffee. I'm also really grateful for my daughter, right? And then I can add all the dogs, all the people in my life that I love, all the things that just come into my heart in the moment as I'm mapping this out. I'm really grateful. I have this really cute necklace on that I thought I had lost that I just found. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my tea table and the sacred space that I have to sit down every single day. I'm grateful we are moving to Sweden. I'm grateful for Dennis. And you just start adding things. And it's going to start off, of course, a blank sheet of paper with just the word gratitude in the middle. And then from that, like sun rays, like beams of the sun radiating out in every direction, you're going to have all of these things that you're so grateful for.
And even if you're doing this on a little post-it note, just doodling at your desk today, it's going to be a really wonderful thing to take a moment to look at the end of it. Just holding how much you can squeeze in that sheet of paper. If you have the space, you're going to fill that sheet of paper up really, 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 really quickly with everything that you're grateful for, everything you can fit in into that space. And it's just a fun little doodle moment to really remind ourselves of how much we have, of how much we have, how many blessings we have in our lives. So as you make your mind map of gratitude today, get as creative as you can, have fun with it, use the time and the space that you have. However you're doing it, if you make it small, if you make it huge, you're going to have something really beautiful to hold in your heart at the end. Have a beautiful moment of doodling today. I hope this whole entire week of counting our blessings and really feeling gratitude in different ways, I hope it served you so well. Thanks for listening. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.